Rosa.
Perché?
Qua, qua, qua. Quelle studi che io ne so che hanno spiegato.
Perché?
Perché io lo sai.
Yes?
Corti, ragazzi. Who's your friend?
He's very tired there, so he's not coming
up. Oh, poor old chap. Sorry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a little day, I'll tell you.
Cool. Have to send a message to him.
Yeah, tell him to keep his pecker up, tell him to work, do no more around, like, keeping an eye on him, do more can help.
Cool, thank you.
Cool, dear, dear, I'll clear the rest this morning. Cool, dear.
Can't you speak? Can't give me a talk, friend, at all? Is that him?
I've been here for 4 and a half, but...
What's your name, friend?
But, if anyone had told me about this, I'd never have believed it, of course, when I was on your side. But it's all very interesting. My name's Wag.
Wag?
Yeah, well, really, my name's Wagstaff, but, I was always known as Wag.
Oh, yeah.
All my friends just call me Wag. Yeah, I'd go back a bit. Cool. Yeah, dear.
You've been here before, have you, isn't
it? I've been here, yeah, many a time, but I've not really had much chance to have a word and nothing, you know.
Well, can you tell us about yourself?
Hey?
So tell us about yourself.
Cool, what a packet. Yeah.
What you're doing,
new level thing? What am I doing? Well... sort of get myself sort of reorganised, I suppose you could put it like that.
Yeah.
Change my views a good bit. Of course not that much, really. I was never strong-minded in that way. I had an open mind. I didn't blame people if they wanted to do that or whatever it was, get on with it.
Yeah.
I was in fear of no one else. I was always, you know, sort of easygoing me. I never went to church. Nothing like that, except when I was quite a nipper. I got all that out of my system. Well, I never had it in it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Of course, I've had my ups and my downs. I lived with my sister for about 40 odd years. I never got married, neither did she.
Yeah.
I used to have a stall.
Stall?
Way back, oh, yeah, many years ago now, down Pelican Lane.
Oh, yeah.
That's going back, cool, must be. 40 odd years and more now.
Yeah.
I came through the first war, as you call it.
Yeah.
You know, 1918, and I started up again, but I got badly gassed, and that had a bad effect on me, and well, I came here in 1928, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Must be 28, yeah, 28. You know, I'd had proper basketball one way or another.
Yeah.
Still, I didn't mind. I was easy going. I enjoyed my life. I think the war put me off a lot of things like religion and all that. I lost faith. Not that I ever had much stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, she was a real one for church going and all that. We had a few arguments. She used to go to the Congregationists. Don't know why she particularly went there. I think she enjoyed the singing and the social side of it.
Yeah.
She was a good sister. I think she used to look after me, keep the place nice. Since the old lady had passed over, my father died when I was very young. Well, we were quite happy. Because you wouldn't know Britain Street, would you?
Britain Street?
Britain.
No. No, I don't.
That's been about a few years now.
No.
Things have bombed during the war, a lot of changes, up the cut, all that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to sell all sorts of odds and ends. Used to get a lot of old junk, buy it up, you know, and then sell it, make a bit of a profit. Oh, I left a few quid lying around one way or another. I never had no bank account. But my sister, she, I suppose she got through all that.
What
you know, Brixton at all?
Yes.
We lived there for a time.
Yeah.
That's how it's really born over that way.
That's changed a lot.
Oh, I'll tell you, everywhere's changed. London's changed beyond recognition.
Yeah.
Very different to what I remember.
What did you...
What a mess the place is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
What did you see when you finally passed there? I mean, were you...
Really well,
I mean, you didn't think about religion.
I was in hospital. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, maybe. Perhaps longer, I don't know. Just couldn't get my breath. Pips' gas in business, my chest, you see, congestion and all that, love, you know. And my sister came, and I remember her sitting there beside me, but I couldn't say nothing. I was sort of half there and half somewhere else. It's funny that I remember seeing her. Walking down the cemetery path one day. I was standing right beside her, walking beside her. she went to mother's grave and dad's grave, you know, and I was buried there too, then, you see.
Yeah.
And it was me trotting down the path, you know, beside her. She got some daisies or something. She got somewhere out of shop. She put, you know, she was a bit religious in her way. She said a few prayers and all the rest of it, and tidied up the grave, and, you know, she's all right. She's a good soul. And she's over it now.
Yeah.
I see her sometimes. Okay. We're not together, though. She got this highfalutin idea about religion. I think I had a feed on her, you know. Mm-hmm. I expect one day we'll come up together again, but I don't live with her or nothing. The old lady I've seen quite a few times, and my father. So I'm not with them, actually. I'm in a different sort of place. Well, it's my own fault, I suppose it is. I don't know. I'm quite happy where I am, so why should I?
What sort of place are you in?
Oh, I've got a nice little country, nice little place. I always, you know, when I was on your side, I always wanted to live in the country. Because my sister, she was a real London, and she didn't want to move out at all. So I've got a nice little place, one bed, and she was house brown, or that was another thing that used to set sore sometimes. She couldn't cook, you know, dear. She didn't like a speck of dust anywhere. Well, that's all, as far as it goes. Oh, you shift a chair, shift anything, an ornament, whatever it was, keep it on edge. And, oh, she's worse than my mother. She was bad enough. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's neither, you know, what was I talking about?
You were talking about her on the other side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've got a nice little place, a little cottage place. I share it with a friend of mine. He and I were buddies, you know. We used to go around and have a drink and all that. And sometimes he'd help me with my job, and I used to go out with an awesome cart, you know, and used to collect stuff from people's houses and have chucking out and give them a few bob for it. Used to take it down the cut and down the market and get rid of it, you know, make a bit on it. Sometimes I got hold of a consignment of new stuff, you know, that, well, I say whether it'd been listed or not, but anyway, I used to flog it, you know. And, oh, we had a good time. But anyway, I always got on well with him. We were much the same cup of tea. Like, he's out of the pot. In fact, both of we were staying for brothers. And sometimes people didn't know. You know, we were sitting in the pub having a drink. And we were very much alike, strangely enough. No relation, of course, at all. Just friends. But there was a similarity. But I think, don't give my sister, I'd probably packed in to go and live with him. We got on well. We did, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she was real hard in her own way. She was well-meaning, but she used to drive you around the bend. She wouldn't touch a drop, you know. You could never take any boots back. You could never take anyone back. You couldn't use the parlour. You know, it was murder living with her, but she was my sister, and she depended on me, more or less. She used to take, she was really clever with her needles. She used to do a bit of sewing, and she's quite good at that. She worked, well, she didn't actually, she didn't work in a way, but she went out to work. She used to have to just go to the place and fetch it, take it home, and then do it, take it back, get a few bob. Well, I didn't mind. I didn't want her to go out to work. We could manage. But she was a miserable bitch, really. I didn't want to live with her over here, so it worked out all right. So I'm with my friend Sam.
Yeah.
Cooks, and that's another thing. He's a bit of a case. He and I thought much alike. No time for religion. Wow. I suppose it's, I shouldn't be like that, because, you know, they're well-meaning, lovely people, but my sister put me off it too, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother was, well, it starts its way back in the family. Well, anyway, my sister's been, was really, she used to go down, because that grave, by the way, is in a proper mess now. You know, can't see it for weeds, and can't see it for grass. They don't bother these days, you know. They don't blame them. Not much point to it. When you're dead, you're dead, I used to say, because that's not true, because I find I'm not much more alive, but, I would come back to your side, not for nothing. Oh, I was telling you about my sister. She used to go regular every Sunday. She used to go to church in the evening. Sunday, she'd visit the cemetery. We'd get an hot lunch. That was another thing, you know, she used to cook this here beyond midday dinner, we called it, you know.
Yeah.
But people call it lunch, don't they? But, blimey, if I was in late, she got it in the oven, she was in a proper state about an hour. Well, that's another thing. Sometimes I'd get back late from the pub. We used to have a set to then. But she'd always be haughty. She'd never sort of, well, I don't know, she's the case. I couldn't have lived with her. I mean, I hate it more or less on earth, I suppose, in a way, being a sister's supporter, but I'm not with her here. I mean, I don't understand that love.
What do you... I think I'm wrong.
Well,
what do you do
she's still got this religious mania, you see. Yeah. So she's happy, you know. I see her from time to time. She says that I ought to come out of the condition of whatever she likes to call it, where I am, or why should I? We're a very happy year. I'm no longer an old... Well, I wasn't all that old, but I can't even be in the 40s, but... You know, I'm young and fit and well, my friend and I, we love the countryside, we talk to the animals, and it's a funny thing that you say talk to the animals, you can talk to animals, you know, and they understand you too, and they have their own little way of life. I've got two dogs. Another thing, she would never damn dog in the house. I always wanted a dog, I did, always did. She wouldn't even have cats, she's that prejudiced. Most women like cats, but she didn't know any animals much. Would make place untidy. She said, hairs everywhere and all that. She said, look, you used to say to me, look, Mrs. Smith next door, look at her place, all those cats piddling all over the place from the smell and all that, you know. So, you couldn't have anything where she was concerned. She was too damn helps, but, and so now I've got a couple of lovely dogs that I got that came over all some few years back. Then one was killed, and I was able to help it, but it was killed in the streets. And the other one belonged to a relation of ours, Nell. We didn't see her much, not Nell. She was an aunt, actually. My mother's sister. We used to visit her on rare occasions. You know, she was real animals. She loved the animals. Of course, my sister, she used to always moan about her. She always go to her place, it stinks the outside, you know. Well, the dog was clean. Lovely little dog. I like Nell. So anyway, I got Nell, and this other dog that I told you about was killed by, you know. Oh, I'm very happy in my way. I'm free and easy. I'm studying. I'm learning. I go to church, but not religious church. Now, that may strike you as odd, doesn't it?
Religious church?
Well, I don't call it church, but it ain't church. Because they don't talk about religion, so I suppose in a way it ain't church.
What do they talk about?
Well, talk about philosophy, they talk about life, progression, and spiritual matters, but somehow it ain't church to me, although I call it in a kind of way church, because I suppose in a sort of way it is, you know, but it's my idea of what church should be. And just ramming it down your throat and singing hymns and playing harmonians and all that lot. This is interesting people who've got something to say, they're intelligent, you can take it in, and they're interesting, and also you have what you call, well, I don't know whether to call them film shows, that's stupid, because there ain't no films as you understand it, but it's if they've got some vast or something at the end of a large or like a big screen it is, I suppose, really, and you see all these pictures, I suppose, and it's a history of man. And it's terribly exciting because you see all the different aspects of man's life through generations of time, how he's evolved and developed, and how certain aspects of man himself has prevented or created circumstances and situations which have made it difficult for him to achieve in the way in which he might have gone or intended or was hoped for. You know, he's illuminating to the mind. I'm learning a lot from that.
Yeah.
And yet it is a kind of church. Funny, isn't it? But it's not religion, you know, not the old Orthodox bashing away and all that. None of the pump built up and the man with the dog collar.
You tell me about the history of man. Well, man didn't start with Adam and Eve, did he?
Fortunately so.
I mean, did they tell you that?
That's the old Bible story.
And have they gone back, you know?
Oh, well, I think that man evolved and developed over aeons and aeons and aeons of time. I think he just evolved from certain aspects from the physical point of view, from what I understand, from various lower species, it's a gradual evolution through centuries and centuries of time. But the mentality of the spirit, the revitalizing the aspect of reality of self, as they call it, this was always there, searching for a way of expression. And gradually man evolved and became, as you term it, a human being. But I don't think it's got to do with religion, I mean, not in the old Orthodox way. Not like my sister believes, I mean, she still believes that, she believes much the same as used to do on the earth, but it's going to be a great resurrection day, and And she'll go back to the earth, and her body's going to come out of the grave, and she's going to get all her flesh back on it. Don't know where she's going to get it from. Whether she'll get her specs or not. The only way she'd probably be able to see without them if she ever gets back there. She's got all these old-fashioned ideas. She lives in the community of people, and they're very religious. And I've been there a few odd times. She's tried to persuade me, but I just don't go for that, you know. But she lives in that way, and she thinks in that way, and that's the way she is.
Quite.
She don't seem to want nothing else. She's quite happy, and, well, quite frankly, she's a good soul. I mean, I never thought otherwise. I mean, we used to have ups and downs, and she used to ram religion down my throat and try to get me to go with her, but I wouldn't buy that one. But she never was very happy about my friendship with my mate either. She always thought he was a bit too fond of drink. Well, he never got real mad drunk, only at Christmas and back holidays, but he was all right. And we used to have a pony and trap. Way back when, you know, I told you about the horse and cart.
Yeah.
But we also had an old trap that we bought second hand, which was kept in this old place that we used to, you know, put the horse in and that, in the back seat there. And we sometimes would go out into the country, because I'm talking about some years ago when you could get out in the country a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And the motor car was, it was on the road and all that, but well, we used to get out and about, we used to enjoy ourselves, we used to go out and have a little booze up in a nice old country pub and some bread and cheese and that, and we were happy. She could never see anything to that, you know.
No. That was quite
different, you know.
Can I go back to, you know, you said you helped a dog that was killed.
Oh, yeah.
The dog you've got.
Yeah, that's right.
Now then, what was it, when that doggy was killed, what was that to the etheric counterpart of that dog? Did it sort of look bewildered, wonder what had happened to itself, or what?
What do you mean by the
etheric? Well, the spirit of the dog.
Oh, well, the animal himself, the real dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, this is it. This is what I learned, that the body's nothing in a sense. It's only the shell.
Yes,
it's only the outer covering which you sort of express yourself. It's necessary in your world, from a material point of view, you had to have it.
Yeah.
But the real self, the real spirit, the real person, like the everything you might say that really is my, you know, you, which goes on and on like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the same with the animal. The dog just sort of, after it had been knocked down and killed, like, it just sort of stood around there like animals can do, like people do, as a matter of fact, when things happen like that.
Yeah.
Bewildered, like. So, so, and I'm very fond of animals, and I just coaxed it away and bought it, and it's now with me.
Well, oh, I see, yeah.
You know, and a lot of animals, you know, these here poor little animals, they do these terrible things to. There's loads of souls from this side who go there to try and help and comfort when the poor little things cease to exist materially. They get taken away from there, and you see, this is another thing that the animals have such faith, and they're so simple and in a way and trusted, and then they get these things happening, and it affects them in a way, I mean, not only physically, but in a sort of mental sense. And we have quite a problem sometimes with some of the animals. They lose their faith and trust, you see.
Yeah.
We have to restore that. It's like double work. Are those places, if only people could realize what those vivisection places are like, it's as if they're in a terrible, terrible, terrible fog. The depression and the atmosphere around those places is something appalling. And I'll tell you one thing, mate, quite apart from the doctors and all the rest of it, and let's do the experimenting, the people who work there will never, never be materially happy or successful. There'll always be trouble and disaster following its wake. They'll never know real happiness.
Well, of course not.
Because they're drawing all the wrong conditions and they're attracting the wrong conditions and people.
Because they're helping in it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, take it from me that no one should have anything to do with those spaces.
No,
because
I agree with
you. The experiments and the terrible things that they do, the unnecessary things that they do, there's no good can ever come of that. If anyone can be cruel to animals, they can do almost anything, anywhere. I don't want to dwell on it because it's depressing.
No, it's very interesting to put yourself there.
You've got to learn to live with nature. If you live naturally and live through nature and with nature, and you follow that nature's plan, you can't go far wrong. And you must do unto others as you would be done by. That includes the poor dumb creatures.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they need your help and assistance and kindness. And if you send out love everywhere, You can't go far wrong. It'll come back to you a thousandfold. Those you do good deeds, what you want good deeds come back to you. I mean, not that you expect, but, you know, being returned like that. People don't know what to make of people. Conditions around your world are terrible. I mean, I come here like I'm attracted in a kind of way, because I know that you're trying to do some good work. You've got some good people, and you're kind and considerate and you're helpful, and you're trying to find out truth and give truth to others and encourage them and uplift them and all that. It's a joy to come here. But I'm other places, war, not me. I mean, some of these churches and places are terrible. The atmosphere is appalling, you know.
People don't
realise it, you know. I mean, they all look nice on the surface and all the rest of it. And some of them are very beautiful, lovely things inside. But a lot of them are really empty. There's no real spirit there. There's no real understanding. There's no tolerance even sometimes. You know, they're so narrow-minded and so bogged down with superstition and God knows what else. They don't realise that the truth is found not inside but outside.
Quite right.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't say this because my sister wouldn't like it. She still clings to it all. But I can't see it's any benefit to her. She's happy in her way, it's true. But it all seems as if to me, as if she's made no step forward nowhere.
She's bogged down, isn't she?
Well, she isn't, so all those people she links up with, congregates with. She's always trying to save me. I've told her many a time she'll never do that. I said, if you are an example of being saved, I said, I'm jolly glad I ain't. Anyway, I shouldn't say that, shouldn't I?
Oh, there.
She's happy. You see, people don't realise it. There are all sorts of different conditions, as you call it, or states of being, or whatever you like to put it, according to the individual. Some people would say, I'm not progressed. Perhaps I'm not progressed. I don't know. All I know is that at least I've got an open mind, and I'm trying to find out, I'm searching, I'm happy, I've got good companionship, love and affection. In my mind is open to receive, and if I can't accept something or I don't understand something, I say so, and I don't necessarily turn it down exactly. I give it thought, you know.
Yeah.
But some of these people caught stuff and close. You can't get anywhere near them. It's like a closed shop. They don't want to know. They just think that they're going to be, in some cases, like my sister, she really believes that all those old bits of bone and all the rest of it all coming together and the joints are going to be secured again, and she's going around as she was when on earth and clothed in glory on earth. Oh dear, poor old thing. She wasn't much to look at then. Poor old sausage she is. Anyway. A cold study.
Oh, it's very nice.
Rare old crowd round here today, I tell you, all sorts. They all come in love.
Yes,
a few nosy ones, naturally, or searching, well, that's just as well. Get all sorts. Anyway, all the best, and remember me to your friend.
I will, Mr.
Give him the best wishes.
I will. Thank you very much for your good
Yeah, call me Wag.
Wag.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Wag. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mickey Love.